Okay, we are beginning Sefer Zroim today, which obviously deals with mitzvos tluyos baaretz, mitzvos like truma and meiser, orla, matnos l'aniyim like peah and shecha, leket, and things of that nature. And we're going to start with kilayim. So for those people who enjoy halachas about agriculture, you pick the right sefer. The one thing that looks promising is I think based on our schedule, we should hit Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel before Shmita V'Yovel start. So it actually times really, really well. Okay, so when you're with Hilchos Kilayim, people do have familiarity with Kilayim, primarily in the area of Shatnez, which we'll get to. However, most of the halachas are dedicated towards planting. Here we go. Okay, so Rambam says in Hilchos Kilayim, there's Yish B'Cholin Chamish Mitzvos Lo Sa'aseh. So there's five prohibitions. Shelo Lizra Zra'im Kilayim. So number one, you can't sew together different kinds of produce. Shelo Lizra Tzvua O Yarek Bekaren. Okay, the second Isser is to plant wheat, right, or vegetables in a vineyard. Number three, Shelo Lahar Bia Behema Kilayim. Okay, you can't cross breed animals. Number four, shelo lasos malacha b'kilayim behema ke'achad. So another halacha is that you can't do work, like agricultural work, with two animals together, two different animals together as one. We'll explain that later. And then finally, hey, shelo lebosh kilayim, you can't wear, like, let's say, a shirt that's made from a mixture of forbidden items. Okay, so obviously we're going to be focusing on the first mitzvah for a little while, for the first few prakim. And the Rambam says as follows. Halacha aleph, perakav halacha aleph, hazoresh ne'mine zarim, so it's important to note this is in Eretz Yisrael. If someone plants two species of seeds together, makas, loke, shenemar, sadachal, losis, rakilayim. That's the Isser. The Isser in the simplest form is you cannot sow together two different species of seeds as one in Eretz Yisrael. Alachavez, vechad hazarea, ohamenachesh, ohamechafen. Okay, so it doesn't matter when it comes to kilayim whether one plants, i.e., sows, okay, or if they go ahead and let's say weed, or let's say if they even cover seeds with earth. If you put some seeds on the ground and you just cover them with dirt, kigom, shai sechita achas, usor achas. Okay, let's say, for instance, there's a little kernel of wheat or and a kernel of barley on the ground. Or pul echa badasha achas. Or let's say there's like a bean and a barley or lentil. Munachin al aretz, they're lying flat in the ground. Vechipa osam ba'afar. And let's say, what do? You cover it with dirt, ben biyodo, ben biraglo, ben bikli. Even if you kick dirt over it, or let's say you use like a shovel, a razor loka, you get makas for that. So it doesn't have to actually be the act of putting the seed into the ground. Even covering it over with earth is enough. It doesn't matter whether you sow them actually in the ground or into a flower pot, okay, that has a hole in it. That's considered like into the ground. Okay, but if somebody planted kilayim in a flower pot that's sealed, meaning there's no opening in it, what the opening is a separate question. Makas or makas martos, there, even though technically they didn't violate the Isser Kilayim, rabbinically they would get rabbinical lashes because you see they're trying to circumvent the halacha. Okay, halacha gimel. Asal Yisroel Kilayim L'Nachri. Now, you can't even sow two different species for a non-Jew. But you can tell a non-Jew, Yisroel Lo Kilayim L'Nachri. You can tell a non-Jew, hey, you can plan for yourself if you'd like. Let's say the wheat and barley. V'asul adam l'kayim kilayim zroim b'sadeo ela okran. Okay, now, not only can I not plant the two seeds together, all right, but if there is kilayim, I'm obligated to go ahead and uproot v'im kayamon in a loket. But if I allowed it to exist, I don't get malchus. Nonetheless, there's an obligation to go ahead and get rid of them. V'mutal yisrael yisrael kilayim zroim b'yodo b'chutzaretz. Now, a Jew is allowed to go ahead and plant kilayim, right, with his hand, outside of Eretz Yisrael, thou feel the arev hazraim lechatchila. Even to go ahead and mix the seeds like in a bowl, right, and then uluzorin b'chutz laaretz, and then plant them. But dvar meil divrei kabbalah, we all know this from Torah Shabbat Peh. So again, kilayim agriculturally is a mitzvah that is specific to Eretz Yisrael. Alachadala ain also mishum kilay hazraim el hazraim ma'uril lemachal adam. Okay, important rule of thumb: the prohibition of kilayim only applies to seeds, okay, or plants that people eat. Okay, we'll see what that means soon. Aval asavim hamarim, but let's say you have like a grass that's very pungent or bitter, or what it called, or roots, for instance, that you only use for medicinal purposes. So again, kilayim only applies to that which is normally edible by human beings. It wouldn't apply to things that taste terrible, that wouldn't be eaten, or to, let's say, things that are grown for the purpose of medicinal reasons. Okay, now, what's mixing of trees? Grafting. Okay, so grafting one tree onto another. So this is included in the Isser. Hamarkev ilan be'ilan. All right, so basically, what's the case? Where a person grafts one tree onto another. For instance, he takes a branch of an apple tree onto an esrog tree. You get makos for this. No matter where you are, you could be in Eretz Yisrael or Chutz La'aretz, you get makos for this. So too, let's say I grafted a vegetable onto a fruit tree, or ilan b'yarek, look at the whole makom, I get makos as well. Yeah, go ahead, Ron.
I'm confused. I thought you said it like at the end of Halacha Beis, I think it was, that kloyim is a mitzvah tulius ba'aretz.
Right. And yet here, the grafting is different, okay? Why it's different is an excellent question, but grafting is different.
But also, the halacha about mixing the seeds in the bowl and then planting them?
Right.
Chutz La'aretz, like, if it's not a problem, then what's the isser?
Oh, that's the whole point. What you mean in halacha beforehand? Now he's saying, how far can you go? I'm going to keep for a second, okay? The cases of kilayim that he's talking about, this is a classic example the Rambam might have considered telling this us earlier, okay? All these cases the Rambam is talking about are cases not where you, obviously you can't plant them, but most of the cases of kilayim are where they grew, okay? Not where you went ahead and planted them. So let's say, for instance, like the case by in Chutz La'aretz. So not only is it that where if there was a mixture, it's not a problem, but I can go ahead and start off with a mixture and it'll be okay. He's trying to emphasize how non an isser, I guess, lack of a better term, it is.
Okay, so he said in that case it was a non isser even if you mix it in a bowl.
That's correct. Right. Correct. Okay. Lach above. Okay, so it's also for a Jew to go ahead and allow a non-Jew to graft different trees together for him. However, you're allowed to go ahead and plant together, okay, the seeds of, let's say, an apple tree, okay, and let's say the seeds of the produce as one. You can also mix together, and when you plant different species of trees, right? Because what's the point? There's no kilayim of seeds of trees, okay? The kilayim exists, you'll see the category soon, but kilayim does not, the kilayim by ilanos, by trees, only applies to grafting, okay? Seeds are what are subject to kilayim. Harkava is what's subject to trees, okay? So what are those categories? You're going to see it coming up. Alach hazayin hazareh zroim kilayim. So whether you plant these seeds that are kilayim or you graft trees, even though you get makos, this is important. There's no isser hana on the produce. Okay, we don't say that I can't benefit from it. Right, even the person who, let's say himself, he violated the isser, because the prohibition is simply the sowing together of the seeds. It's not eating them. And you can go ahead and plant a branch that came from a grafted tree, for example, and you could plant something that emerged through a kilayim of zraim. You could do that afterwards. All right. So again, it's only the maisa, not the chapsa. That's awesome. So what are these seeds? Okay, Allah chas. So let's get the categories down. Hazirona nechakul shlosha chalakim. So three categories. Ha'echad mehem hua nikra tzvua. So the first one's called tzvua. This applies in general halacha. When we say tzvua, we mean grains. V'chamisha minyan, achitim, kusmin, zon, shibol, shual, and shifon. So the five grains, tzvua. That's one category of seeds. V'asheni mehen hua nikra kitnis. The second category is called kitnis, or as we call it today, kitnios. Okay. V'hen kol zroim anecha alatam kusmin tzvua. So these are seeds that are eaten by people. Okay. Except for wheat. So again, except for the grains. So the grains are one category. Second category is kitnis, which are all the other types of seeds that would be edible when they grow. Kagon, hapul, funim, adashim, adochim, ba'orez, shunshim, ba'pragim, ba'sapir, kiosven. So for example, peas, or let's say lentils, rice, things like that. Shlishi mehen hua nikra zirona gina. Literally, what that means is it means the third category are garden seeds, seeds that are planted in the garden. What does that mean? Vein shar zirona she'enon ruin the machal adam. And these are seeds that in themselves are not ro'i for a person to eat. Okay, that pre-shal oso zera machal adam, but the fruit that comes from it is what a person would eat. Now, fruit doesn't mean tree fruit. Okay, he means the produce. Could go in zera habitzalim, like for instance, onion seeds, vashumin or garlic, vizera chatzir, vaketzach, vizera lapasach, yotzubahem. Okay, vizera pishtan. Now, when it comes to flax seeds, harehu b'chlal zironagina. Flax is always funny in halacha. Ram says it is part of zironagina. Kishi yizaru kol mine zironim elu v'yitzmecho. So when a person goes ahead and sows these seeds and they grow, nikra hatzemach kulo kolzman shal nikra zera desha v'nikra yere. Okay, so before the seeds are recognizable, we call this plant a desha, right? And obviously, the produce is called yerek, which means vegetables. That's the product of the seed. Okay, halacha test. Now, v'yesh mizirone gina zironim shadarchem mizirom hen sados. Now, there are some seeds from gardens, okay, that we plant them in very, very large fields. Could go in a pishtan bachardal. You'll see why this is important for the next paragraph. Like flax and mustard seeds. Vela hanikran mine zironim. Okay, I know it's getting confusing here. These are called types of seeds. But there are other types of garden seeds that are planted in rows. Okay, so one type of planting is like this massive field. The other one, like spread out everywhere. Another kind of planting is where the farmer plants them in very specific rows. It's tiny rows. Could go in halefes, vetzdon, bataradon, babatzalim, like onions is a good example. A kisbar, a karpas, a marok, yotzmen. Velehen anikran mine yirakos. Okay, so mine zraim are this is going to be very important for the next paragraph, are spread out over a large field. Mini yarukos are usually planted in a very, very narrow type of way. Okay, let's do, that's parak aleph. Let's do parak beis also. Halacha aleph, zera, shenizar bo zera acher, okay? This is the rule of thumb, okay? They always think of 1 to 24. So one seed, okay, that's mixed together, okay, with 24 others. Imayu echam esim arba, as long as it's 1/24th. Kigon, seya shochitim, shenis arba be'esim v'shalosh seya shosorim. So if I have one seya of wheat that's mixed together in a field with 23 seya of barley, hareze asa lezroa sem urav, I cannot plant those together, achi mo'et asachitim, o yosef asorim v'im zar loka. Until what do? I have to change the scale. Either I have to reduce the amount of wheat or increase the amount of sar. Okay? Ah, now you're going to say, but one second. First of all, there's a question of that you're not allowed to ask for something lechatchila. You're not a mevatel isra lechatchila. I can't nullify an isra on purpose. That's a very famous question that comes up. But in, by kilaim, you can. And the other thing also is that, but you're still a mixture here. Because if I have, even if I have less than 1/24, there's still some presence of it. No, because you'll see, this is, and again, I'm cheating ahead, but it's important. This is all going to be about marasayin. There's a lot of marasayin here. Just to show you what the Rambam is referring to, okay, here. This is a nice picture to show you the layout, okay? This is a base seya. We've seen base seya before in Hilchos Shabbos and other areas. So obviously the idea here is that one area of chita against 23 others of Seorin is your problem. 1/24th is your key. But as you'll see soon, okay, because of the way these are planted, look at the bottom over here. Chita, right, wheat, is a 1/24th ratio. When it comes to mustard seeds, the ratio changes to 1 out of 144. Because of the way they're planted as a mixture. And then pishtan flax, because the way it's planted, is 1/8. So you'll see what that means soon. Just keep that in mind. But the general number is always going to be 1 out of 24. As long as the ratio is less than that, if it's 1 to 25, then it's mutter to go ahead and plant this have this mixed field exist. Okay. So back to the Rambam, he says in Halacha Beis, he says, the kol shehu kilayim, okay, im hazera, mitzdarf echam esrim. Okay. Now, anything, any type of species that's in these groups of seeds, okay, is mitzvarev, joins together into the 24. So what does that mean? Ketzat. Esim v'shalosh seya shalchitim. So let's say I have 23 seya of wheat. Shenisareba. Now what gets mixed into it? Now a kav, okay, just to get your math straight here, 6 kavin equal 1 seya, okay? So the case here is where I have 23 wheats, seya of wheat, and I mix in with that, okay, in this field, okay, this mixed in with it 2 kavin of barley, 2 kavin of adashim, and 2 kavin of pulim. Okay, so let's say a total of 6 kavin, but remember, 3 different species, 2 of A, 2 of B, and 2 of C. Harei zelo yizra kol, I can't plant this all together. Ad sheyimayit seah shel taroves. Okay, until I reduce the seah of this mixture of the six kavin, the yivor miksasa, right, and then I remove some of it. Oh, yosef alchitim, or I add more to the wheat. Shasaorim v'hadashim v'pul kulam kilayim alchitim, because all three of those things, A, B, and C, okay, the barley, lentils, whatever, they're all, and the beans, they're all considered kilayim with the wheat. Okay, so that's how I can reduce the make it mutter. Alacha gemal. Now, Bamed Varmur, Mishin is Arvo Mini Tuas Zebaze, Omine Kitnios Zebaze, Ocean is Arv Tuas Tua Kitnios, or Kitnios Betua. So this all applies when, let's, for instance, when there's different kinds of grains mixed together, or different kinds of kitnios mixed together, or let's say Tuas mixed with kitnios. About Zirone Gina, remember that third category, okay? When I have these garden seeds, Shinis Arv Echamem Mitzvua, one of them gets mixed up with wheat, with grains, Obi Kitnios Shurin. Or let's say one of the zoragina gets mixed up with the kitnias. Shiurin echa me'esin v'arba mimash shazorin bibbeisea me'oso hamin. Okay, so he's going to explain what this means in a second. But basically, what's the shear? It's 1/24 of what would have been normally sown of that specific min in the beisea of tvua. In this arbeisea shal tvua, o kitnias, lo yizra achimad yosef al tvua. So I can't plant in there. You'll see how the ratio changes in a second. I can't plant in there until I change the balance of, or the ratio of tua to zironigina. So what's the case? Lachadal, ketzah. Chardal shenisar betua. Let's say a mustard seed gets mixed up with grain. Vraya chardal zorimenu ka v'chol beiseya. Okay, now, what do farmers normally do? They normally sow, okay, approximately one kav, which remember, that's a sixth of a seya, one kav for every seya. So for every seya area, there's going to be one kav of chardal. In this ari menu echa me'esiv arba min a kav b'seya shel tvua. Now, if 1/24 of that kav gets mixed in the seya tvua ol shel kitnias chay demayit, at that point he must reduce it. That's what he meant by the 1:144 ratio. V'chein im haya min zeh mizirun agina, right? And if this, similarly, if this species is one of a garden seed, zori menu sasayim b'chol b'seya. Let's say you normally would go ahead and sow what it called double in each seya, which means basically a chatikav, in this arimenu chatikav b'chol seya, as long as half a kav is mixed with every seya, shal tzvua shal kitnias yimai. So what's the point here? Well, the Rambam's, the take-home point here is the Rambam's trying to say the ratios aren't fixed. The ratios tend to be how a person plants. The normal planting is how we determine these ratios. So he says, Elochahei lefikach tzvua shenisar bazer pishnan. That's why if I had, remember, flax is always weird. If I had grains that are mixed, let's say wheat that's mixed together with flaxseed, imhaya shloshes revi'im b'chol seya, okay, if there is basically 3/4 of a kav per seya, harezei imai, then you have to reduce it. Then la'vein atzarech imai, if not, you don't have to. Why? The fisha base seya, because in a base seya, when it comes to flax, zorim bo shalosh so'im zera pishtan. So for every seya, they would plant about 3 seya of flaxseeds. That's why it's 1/8. Balderech zem, misharim b'chol zorim racharim. That's the key. I know the question came up, isn't this very subjective? That's an excellent question. But in general, this is how it works. So it's not, the 1 to 24 is the normal. When it comes to zironigina, these types, you have to be more careful based on normal planting patterns. Halacha vav. Now, this is the most important halacha up to now. Bamed varmorim, bishelo niskaven la'arev. Okay? Ubishelo niskaven lezroa hashneimin in his arbu. All these cases apply where a person did not intend to mix the grains, the species together, or to plant them together. Okay, about in this skavin la'arav zera b'zera acher. But if I purposely want to plant A with B, or lizroa shnei minin, afu la'sechita achas b'toch karishal sarum. Even if it's one tiny kernel of wheat in a massive pile of barley, asur lizora, I can't do it. V'chein kol yotzei b'zeh. So again, all these halachas that we discuss are about if it happened. I didn't intend for that to happen, but if I intended to have it happen, then the shear is basically as small as humanly possible. Halacha zayin. Okay, hazorea sadeo min minaminin ukashismach roba kilayim. So what's going to happen? This happens often. A guy plants his field, and poof, what appears? It appears as the plants grow kilayim. Okay, there's an evidence of kilayim in his field. Ima yaha mina echad echamesim ravar besadeh. So if the field, if the min that appears is 1 to 24 to the rest of the field, areza yulakate. Okay, so what does he do? He reduces it, achi matenu, now here it comes, we name our sign. So he has to reduce it to the point, he has to reduce it, why? To make sure that it, because people walk by and they would see the presence of A in this large field of B, they're going to be concerned about kilayim. Shemayomru kilayim zara b'kabana, because they're going to say, this guy planted kilayim on purpose. Ben shayimina echa chesamach tvua v'kitnias, b'tvua u'v'kitnias, It doesn't matter which categories are mixed with each other. But if the amount that grew was less than this ratio, then he doesn't have to do anything to the field. So, but again, the source of the issue here is Marasayan. This is only where in a situation where there's reason to be suspicious. But if it's obvious, if it's clear the person never would have planted such a thing together, rather they came about on their own, which we'll see in a second what that is, he doesn't have to change the ratio because we're not worried about Marasayan. What's the example? Okay, so let's say you have a big field and this very pungent herb called istis grew there, right? So you have this chilba thing that grows in this field where everything there is edible. That's the key. The growth of this, let's say min A, is toxic or problematic to the majority min B. So if someone walked by and they saw the presence of min A, right, surrounded by min B, they would never think the guy did it on purpose because having the presence of min A is damaging to min B. That would not be a problem of kilayim. Halacha yud. How do a person know that this thing was planted for human consumption? Because Shai says Zrua Rugos Arugos. Remember, we saw some in Parak Aleph. When someone plants seeds in a way where they're in the rows, the log will suffer and there's a border around it, then we know a person's planting that thing for human consumption. Let's say, for instance, you have a big pile of grain, okay, and there's different minim in there. So let's say there was a big grain heap of and then in that place there were different species that grew. We don't make the guy uproot those. Sharei davar yadua, because we know shayin world say yitzchiyismach semach makam garnos. A guy doesn't want things to grow right in the place where he keeps the piles of his grain. Then hisser miksason, right, and if he goes ahead and removes some of them, omer lo akar kol. So if he removes some of them, then we tell him get rid of the rest. Chutzim min echad, except for one, what he called min, shari gila daita shuotza b'kiyum ashar. Okay, so we tell him in general that since he started uprooting, he has to uproot everything else, but he can go ahead and keep one. Lachida. Now, ein notin yirakos b'soch sedan shel shikma kiyotzeba. Okay, you can't take vegetables, okay, and plant them in the stump of a tree. Hatomin agudas lapas v'tznon uchiyotzeba tachas ilan. Now, let's say someone went ahead and took like a bundle of, let's say, of lefes, of radishes and things of that nature, and bury them underneath a tree, afil tachas hagefen, even if it's underneath a vine, imha you mix us all in megulin, so if some of the leaves were revealed from what he buried underneath, in a choshesh, we're not concerned, shere in a rotsev hashrashasan, because he doesn't want them to take root, then inan aguda oshalo hayu alin megulin, choshesh b'shem kilayim. But if they were not, let's say, tied together, or let's say the leaves were not revealed at all, then there's a chashash that maybe this person's doing it for kilayim, and therefore that's why he shouldn't bury him in such a way. Alach yud beis. Sadash haitza zrua. Let's say you have a field that has been sown, the katzar hazera, and what happens? You harvest the nishru ha'ikarim ba'aretz, okay? But the roots are left in the ground. Afal pi she'ein motzien semach, even though they're not going to produce new produce, ela achar kamashanim, even after many years, lo yia zareb osa sodem min acher ach yakar ikarim. I can't plant other species in that field until I uproot the roots. All right. So it's not enough to just say the roots are there. I have to actually go ahead and uproot the roots prior to going ahead and planting a different mint. Okay, go ahead, Ron.
Sorry to backtrack. It always takes me a little bit of time to absorb. In the case of planting the seeds in the tree stump,
mm-hmm.
What's the problem? I thought we said the trees are not included.
They're not. It's Marasayan. Because if he does that, so people are going to think that, he's trying to mix. It's not the problem with the tree stump. It's that, in other words, let's say he puts it in the stump, right? So now he's got different vegetables. Let's say he's got like it's not like the same. It's like different minim that he's putting together. So it looks like he's trying to plant them together. I got to be honest with you. I'm not quite sure why in general a person would put things in tree stumps, but I imagine there must have been some benefit agriculturally. That's my guess. To be honest with you. Okay, lucky gimel. Now, haisa sadeo zrua chitim. Okay, now let's say a person plants wheat in his field, the nimlach lezora saorim. All right, but then he changes his mind and decides, what does he want to do? He wants to plant barley, kodim shitzmechua chitim, prior to the wheat like basically sprouting. Okay, yamtim la. So what does he have to do? He has to wait. Achi yipstu achidim until the chidim rot. Yet liu ba'aretz kamo shlosh yamim. He must wait until the wheat seeds rot and kind of decompose for about 3 days. Im haisa sadeo rava. If his field is, let's say, has a good water supply. Then he has to go take a plow and turn everything upside down. The Yizra min acher, and then he can go ahead and plant barley. Venusar lahafech is kula ashlo tishar achita. So nerakra elachorish asasada kedar shchoshna sa kodem hamatar kadesh tirbe. So he doesn't have to go ahead and like go nuts, basically turn the entire field upside down. He basically has to replow everything or redig out everything to make sure, like he normally would do when you do harisha, when you plow a field prior to the rainy season. So whatever you normally would do is what you would do. In the case of this, meaning that you don't have to sit there and make sure every single little bit of chita is out of the ground. Alach yidal. Now, some chol chitim, but let's say the wheat grew already, the akrach nimchach lezorah sorah. Then he decides he wants to go ahead and plant barley, yahafech v'akrach yizra. Then he has to turn over the entire field, and then he can plant, like basically rip it apart, and then he can plant the sorah. V'mahorid behemto l'socha. Let's say he let his animal wander in the field, the kirsama satsemach, and what happens? He ate the little wheat growths. Or is it mutter lizra sham min acher? Then at that point, actually, it's mutter, interesting enough, to go ahead and plant a different min in that field. Parak, okay, look at this, Vav. Now, that was very interesting how Kil'ayim is legislated as we bring this parak to an end. Very interesting, okay? Kil'ayim is legislated in a very aggressive way, okay? Halacha tesvav, echad be'adar, on the first of Adar, mashmin al kilayim. That's when, Bezin gets involved now, and there's a big announcement made around Eretz Yisrael about kilayim. V'chol adam yotzel ginasel sadeo. So every person at that point should go out to their fields, okay, their gardens, u'menakenosan min kilayim. What do? You got to clean out the kilayim, like spring cleaning of kilayim. V'chamishasar bo, on the 15th of Adar, yotzim shluchei bezin misab libdo. Here it comes. Basically, the police officers from Beis Din, they go out, messengers, and they start checking people's fields and gardens to make sure. So what would happen? Halacha tezayim. Barishona hayu okrin umashlichin. So originally, what would they do? The shluchim would come in, they would uproot the kilayim, umashlichin, and they would chuck them. And the owners would be so happy that these people are coming along and cleaning out their fields. We're not going to, that right now, it's interesting. Are they happy about getting rid of the kilayim? Are they happy about the fact that their fields are being cleaned, like good gardening? Then what happened? The takana became, okay, because they were concerned about people's attitudes, that anytime they would find kilayim in a field, they would make the entire field hefker. Of course, it's only if they violate the 1:24 ratio. But less than that, they wouldn't bother with the field. And finally, lucky Zion, the chosen shluchei bezin chol shemoi to pesach liros ha'apil shiyatza. So what happens? So now the shluchim go back during chol shemoi pesach. Okay, no time off for them to see basically to study the crops and to see if the things ripen late. To see if there's another resurgence of kilayim. The kilayim sheinetsu, right? If they see what they call the budding of kilayim, imam tin lahen. They don't wait. Ela yotzin aleim biyan. Mafkirin is called sada. Rather, they pounce on it. They immediately mafkir the sada. They make the sada ownerless. Imesh ba'echav ev esrim barba. If there's a violation of the 1:24 ratio. Okay, that ends Parak Beis of Kilayim, and we'll pick up Parak Gimel tomorrow.